Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Just to flag to you, we'll have Paralympian Colin Judge in studio just after six on prep for Paris and the road to the Paralympics. And I must say, I'm really looking forward to that conversation. But now hay fever is so prevalent in Ireland, which is something I didn't realise the prevalence of it. There are up to 17 different types of pollen spores, according to Asthma Ireland. And the different seasons can run for up to 9 months, but we're heading for peak grass pollen season now for over 1 million sufferers. Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist at Milltown Total Health Pharmacy and the healthcare platform wondercare.ie, is with me now. Sheena, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
I don't know if you're a sufferer of hay fever yourself, but it's pretty widespread, isn't it?
It really is. And unfortunately, like a lot of families in Ireland, we have a house full of hay fever sufferers. And it's becoming more and more common as a result of climate change. So people who maybe, you know, hadn't complained of hay fever before are suddenly finding themselves symptomatic. And we know that children are getting affected earlier as well. So there was a Cork study that showed the prevalence of hay fever in 6 to 9 year olds has increased by 3% and in 13 year olds by 6%. So it's definitely a problem that's getting worse every year.
Oh, it's not good to hear that, is it? That climate change is having an effect even on hay fever. Describe to people who don't suffer of hay fever, what is it? What are the symptoms?
So the symptoms of hay fever, and it's also known as seasonal allergic rhinitis, they can vary from a runny nose to sneezing, congestion, itchy eyes. You can get swelling around the eyes. You can get a bit of an itchy throat. So a lot of the symptoms, you know, some people will suffer from all of them, and some people might be more, say, affected in their eyes than they are in their nose, etc.
Yeah.
But it can make people pretty tired and miserable as well.
Well, I was actually going to ask you that because I suffer, and I must say I suffer from sinusitis, Sheena, right? And sometimes when you say that to people, they dismiss it as a bit of a blocked nose. But it comes with fatigue, and so does hay fever, you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And like any kind of lingering headache or anything that I suppose is forcing your body to work harder. And we know with hay fever, as it's an allergy or having, you know, an immune response, it's natural that it's going to take it out of you a bit. But there is a lot that you can do. You'll be very relieved to hear.
Go on. Yeah. Tell us, what can you do?
So, well, actually, just while you mentioned there the seasons, I think that's just a really interesting point before I go into curing you all.
Yeah.
It's important to know that different people, as you said, will have different allergies at different times of years. And that's right, because in January and February, the tree pollen start, and that continues right into kind of March and April, different trees start to bloom. But then in May and June, so this kind of time, we're getting grass and rapeseed and dock and nettle. But unfortunately, 90% of hay fever sufferers suffer from grass allergy. And in July and August, that becomes the prime allergen. So it completely takes over.
It stretches almost right throughout the year. Cure us, Sheena. Cure us all.
Okay. So the first thing I'd say is, on a practical level, try and keep your home as a low pollen zone. And look, there is a bit of work in it, but it's well worth
doing. How do you do that?
So lots of different ways. I would definitely try and get, you know, children, if they're playing outside in the grass or anything, to take off their shoes and potentially even clothes if possible when they come in from the grass.
Really?
It's the same with animals. Like, I have two dogs and we're all hay fever sufferers, and we just keep a basin of water and a damp towel in it beside the door and just wipe the pollen off the animals as they come in, you know, wipe their paws and wipe just their backs and stuff if they've been rolling.
Wow.
Because if they start shaking pollen all around your kitchen or living room, you know, it's going to worsen everyone's symptoms. Yeah. For people who suffer very badly, I definitely recommend taking a shower before bed. And if you are planning family days out, it's wise on high pollen days. And you can find out the pollen forecast on the Met Erin website. It's wise to choose maybe beach days rather than park days on high pollen days.
Okay.
And the reason that is, I suppose the salt air is so important. for people who, like me, live in the Midlands or don't get opportunity to go to the beach every time that there's a sunny day, there's a great product called the Salin Plus. And this basically filters pollen out of the air and pushes microcrystalline salt particles into the clean air. And that means that you get that kind of sea effect as you sleep every night. And it really helps to reduce inflammation and break up kind of congestion. So actually for you, Cormac, with your sinusitis, that's definitely something that I would try.
Well, that's it's interesting you say that now, but do you know what I do? I put a few drops of Albus or eucalyptus oil into boiling water and put it in the room. And my God, the effect of it is incredible.
Yeah.
Is that similar then?
It's different. What that does is it causes your sinuses to, I suppose, run, and it stops any mucus that's in there from getting stuck. Lovely. And it helps to reduce infection.
Lovely.
I know. But you know what?
We're really drawing the listeners in here, Sheena.
I know. It's all glamour, my job. It is. It's all glamour. But the salt therapy actually acts in a different way, and it can be helpful for people with like asthma or COPD or other conditions like that. And it's really effective because it primes your airways so that they don't hyper respond to a pollen trigger. And bearing in mind that in Ireland, you know, we have such a large number of asthmatics. There's like 1 in 13 adults and 1 in 10 kids. And pollen is one of the main triggers mm-hmm. for an asthma attack or a flare-up.
Okay.
So it's really, really important that we do everything to support them, and they should be taking their preventer inhalers really regularly.
Okay. Give us one more top tip, seeing as you're so good at curing us all, before we let you go. One more top tip, given the season that's in it and the how people are suffering from hay fever.
Well, in the interest of your listeners' help, I will definitely do two things. The first thing, really quickly, take a daily antihistamine. There's no reason not to take it if you think you might be a sufferer. And the other thing is, I have a whole range of products available and advice, all that lifestyle advice and tips on my Instagram @wondercare_IRL if people want to dive a bit further into it.
Okay, pollen, and a bit of a shout out for yourself as well. Pharmacist Sheena Mitchell, thank you very much indeed for joining us.